This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
3 years ago, on January 29th of 2017, one of our masajid had to shut its doors, but not because of a virus, not because of a pandemic, but rather because of a coward who went into this masjid and killed innocent Muslims who were praying, killing them for no other reason than because of their faith. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. The only reason why they had resentment in their hearts for them was because of their iman. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he killed six Muslims and left dozens injured. And so the courts, they decided not to give him a sentence related to terrorism, because they said that it will be a light sentence for him. Instead, they gave him 40 years with the chance for parole after that. But unfortunately, yesterday, the shocking news came to us, the Muslim community, that a judge reduced his sentence, giving him 25 years with the chance of parole after that. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, what does this show us? It shows us first and foremost that the justice system is biased towards Muslims. This is only one example of many of how, when it comes to Muslims, they lay down severe sentences. But when it comes to those who attack Muslims, they get off easy. The second thing that it shows us is that Islamophobia is real. And it's not something that exists among a few people in society, rare cases, but rather it is something that runs deep in this society and is institutionalized at the level of government institutions. This also shows us that Muslims are the only ones who can be guilty of terrorism, whereas others cannot. This also shows us that Muslim lives are cheap. And when it comes to others, we find a completely different picture. And finally, if anything, this is a green light for others to open up our masajid and do the same. It was only a month ago that a masjid in downtown Toronto was threatened with an email where they said, "We will do the same thing that happened in New Zealand." And one of the things that they said in that email was that the police will be on our side and we will get away with it easily. And so if this shows us anything, it shows us that this is a green light to such people. But we should not despair. We should not worry. Why? Because if our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced far worse, and they planned and plotted and threatened to kill him, and they did what they did to the companions, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them, then likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us.